diabetes drug, weight loss empire, healthcare system rewired. Al Jazeera reports that GLP-1 medications, originally built to manage type 2 diabetes, have become the fastest adopted class of pharmaceuticals in America for obesity treatment, forcing every hospital formulary and insurance contract to choose who deserves access. The shift is not incidental. It is remaking which diseases count as treatable, who pays, and what medical necessity even means anymore. Heap Asia has the first word, then Seneca.
The physician in Alexandria distinguishes between the illness that interrupts nature's working and the constitution that is nature's working. A fever, that is an interruption. The breadth of a hip or the thickness of a belly, that is a constitution. To treat the second as though it were the first is to mistake the generated for the generating principle. The soul is the generating principle of the body. Every generated being turns toward its principle. When the body grows heavy, the question is not how to lighten the flesh. The question is why the soul has turned away from itself toward the manifold. The remedy that forces the body to release its stores without recalling the soul to its proper orientation does not heal. It only silences a symptom while the cause remains untouched. In the Moose Yon, we taught that the cosmos contains three natures, soul, mind, unity. The body participates in the lowest. To pour resources into reshaping the lowest nature while the higher natures go unattended, this is not medicine. It is the Gnostic error inverted, not despising matter. It is the Gnostic error, but worshipping it, the merchants of the new compound calculate in gold. The distributors calculate in access. Neither calculates in the currency that matters, whether the one who receives it has been taught to govern the vessel or only to lighten it. A body that finds its measure through the soul's ordering needs no compound. A body that finds it only through the compound has not found its measure at all.
Lucilius, you ask what I make of the new powders that shrink a man's appetite as though hunger were a vice to be cured. I think of the gladiators at midday in the arena at Pompeii, fed to bursting before they died, while the poor in the same city scraped olive pits for the oil. The physician's art has always served two masters, necessity and luxury. Now a draught meant for the wasting sickness of diabetes finds its second life in the houses of the well-fed who would rather pay than fast. We have a preconception of health, Epictetus said, but we cannot adapt it to particulars.
The story ran in Al Jazeera. A physician in Alexandria knew the difference between treating disease and treating the person, a distinction we're forgetting as we build appetite-suppressing algorithms. That's old news for today.